The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
I could not go on these trips if I didn't know that there was a solution here. But I think the reason I get back on a plane, knowing that these are going to be hard trips for me, they're emotional, they're hard. I'm walking around death all around me in a hardship and heartache and pain, and I'm seeing it and I'm listening to it. And sometimes I get into that hotel room every night and I just think, God, how could you use me to change this?
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robison. Tammy Trent is with me, and we are coming to you because there is a serious problem that needs addressing today, and there's something that you can do about it. You know, we've talked a lot on Life Today about the need for clean drinking water, and that is very, very real. It is a problem that takes the lives of people every single day. The numbers are astonishing, but the good news is that we can do something about it, but we can only do it when you stand with us and say, yes, we want to save a life. We want to reach out with the love of Christ, and you will be a part of it. And that's what we're going to ask you to do today. And Tammy, you know, you have been to these places where water, the contaminated water just devastates communities, and you've seen it, but you know, what we do works.
Yeah, I do. Randy, it's an interesting place for me to be when I travel to these countries, and I'm in these communities, and I'm looking at the devastation that's there all around these families, and they lead me many times to their water sources, and I cannot describe the feeling of, I just feel so hopeless sometimes in those moments when I look at these horrible conditions, and especially when I'm seeing the little babies dip a cup into the water and drink it. It's devastating, and it's hopeless almost for me in that moment of just thinking, you know, I want to just almost like smack it out of their hand, like, don't drink it.
Right. Sure.
But they have no other option.
Right.
That's all they have. And if they don't drink that, they may die. If they do drink it, they may die. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things of how can I change this?
Yeah.
The urgency of how can I change this moment for this family? And it's a privilege for me to know that there is a solution and there's a way that we can change that.
We can, and then it's really simple. Give them another option.
Yes.
And that's what we can do. But take a look at the need, and you will see how you can be an integral part to be that solution, to be that option. Watch this.
These are just some of the diseases and ailments that nearly a billion people are exposed to every single day because their only water source is contaminated.
You know, if you were thirsty in Africa or in many of the remote parts of the world, you'd walk up to a stream like this, you'd say, oh, I've got great water. But what you don't realize is in this area alone, thousands of people got cholera, serious, severe diarrhea, many people, it cost them their children.
Our mission teams have seen these water conditions firsthand in several countries around the world, and they have ministered to families whose lives are torn apart by sickness and death simply because they had no other choice but to drink contaminated water.
And they can't do anything about it because it's all the water that they have. I just can't even imagine. This little baby is so precious, so beautiful. Her mother loves her so much. And I want to see this little baby live healthy because we've given some fresh water to them.
But there is a simple solution for these families, a clean water well. Life Outreach and its mission partners have the experienced teams and necessary equipment ready to drill hundreds of safe, life-giving water wells around the world.
James and Betty, I know that we share so many heartbreaking stories, but this day is not one of them. This is a really good day.
Clean water is here in this village, and it's literally giving them water for life. Thank you so much, everybody, for all that you've given, all that you've sacrificed. It has changed so many lives of children all around the world, just like here today. Honestly, those are my favorite trips to go on when I get to see how your partnership, how your giving has changed the lives of so many people. I'll never forget that trip and standing around that well and just cheering with those kids and just knowing that their life was about to be forever changed. Those are my favorite trips, Randy.
It's wonderful. It's a great feeling because there's no worse feeling than when you're there, perhaps in a clinic or just out in a village, and you see that child that has been devastated by the waterborne illnesses. I've seen some. I've sat with doctors, and you've got a child there who's got, you know, the tubes. They're trying to put fluids in there because of the waterborne disease. It usually results in diarrhea, so they get dehydrated. And that's not a simple thing to always deal with, and especially in these countries, it's in developing countries. I've also knelt by graves that were short. They were children. And you go, why, you know, how does this happen? You see the pain in the eyes of the mothers, the fathers, the grandparents who have lost their loved ones. And then you follow a trail perhaps down to their water source and you look at it, and Tammy, I cringe, you know, as a father. It just hurts me. I go, like you said, you want to just go, don't drink that.
Yeah.
And maybe we could stop them for a few hours while we're there in their village, but the reality is they don't have a choice. They face that choice of drink the only water you've got or don't drink any water at all. Both result in death. And what we do, what you do when you partner with us, results in life. And that's what we're asking you to do today, is to partner with us to bring life to these families that have experienced so much pain. You can be the joy in their lives. And when you give, you do give water for life. And Tammy, you know, we've had people come in and say, I'm going to drill 10 wells, you know. Not everybody can do that. $4,800 is the average price of a well. When you look at the programs around the world, we're in 20 nations this year, drilling. Our goal is 350 wells. Frankly, I would love to see us do even more than that, but it just depends on your support. But the average cost of a well is $4,800. That gets the big machinery into these remote locations. Some places we have to really drill deep to get to that clean water source, but it varies from country to country. But an average cost of $4,800 will provide that well, which will provide water for an entire village for typically 70 years.
Amazing.
Because we do a good job.
Yes.
We build it sturdy. We want it to last. So that's why we say water for life. Now, I understand not everyone can just give a well, but there is something you can do, and we're asking you to do it today. For example, a gift of $48 will provide, on average, water for 10 people for life. That's 10 graves that don't have to be dug and filled. A gift of $144 will provide water for 30 people. We're just asking you to simply do what you can, because the more people that say, I want to be a part of this, the more successful we'll be. And Tammy, I know we can make a difference.
I know we can too. I love that you take a moment to explain that so, so well, Randy, because I think when we partner with something so spectacular, we want to know, like, is this really gonna make a difference? And it absolutely does. And what an honor and a privilege we've been given in the body of Christ to change the lives of so many people around the world. What a privilege, truly.
I'd like to show a story that you were a part of, Tammy.
Okay.
And you'll remember this. It's heartbreaking, but it's the opportunity we have. Watch this.
Jail.
We've gotten a chance to spend some time with Leah today, and getting to hear her story, come to find out we have a lot in common. We're both widowed. When I come into these places and I see their water sources, and knowing that it's a very hopeless situation for them, that water itself has brought death to her family, I would love to extend a hand of hope to Leah and many people just like her, especially in this village, to be able to come in here and drill a well that will give her life and life more abundantly. That would take away the hardship that you feel, that would take away some of the pain that you feel, to know that you have fresh water every single day. I know that's what you asked me for. So I'm gonna turn around and I'm gonna ask you, would you please consider helping Leah and many, many people just like her right here in this village? And I am hopeful that out of our own obedience that we respond in Jesus' name. I promise you, it won't be in vain. Probably one of my most favorite trips, Randy, was that trip to Burundi. I got to meet and talk to so many precious people, but I'll never forget Leah, because I could relate so much to her and the pain that she was carrying every day. First of all, being a widow, something I could completely relate to, that kind of loss. And then to lose your son as well, that's something I couldn't fully imagine. I knew the depth of my pain from one, but the depth of pain from two. And to know that the source, for especially that child, was water. It was almost too much for me to bear just talking with her as we just kind of walked through the village together and talked about life and talked about the hardship and the heartache. And I just kept feeling, how could I help her? How could I, a fellow widow, help this woman? How could I love her? How could I bring hope to her? And I think that's why the word hope just came to me. Like, I want to extend hope to her, and I want to extend this opportunity to you as well to help bring hope to her life. And not just her, but it'll trickle on down to hundreds of people in that village. And so I think today, even watching that again, it just reminds me of such a great need in that village and in many villages all around the world, and that there is a really simple solution to bringing hope to Leah and to her family and to her friends and her community and to that village. Yeah. It's very simple.
It is. Right now, there are people, there are mothers, fathers, grandparents, mm-hmm. even siblings who are praying for their loved one who is sick. Mm. They don't know if they'll make it through the night. That is just the reality in so many places. So when you partner with us, you enable us. We have people on the ground right now in these places ready to go. You send them into these places to be an answer to that prayer, to give the hope that Tammy's talking about
yes.
to the ones who have suffered so much loss. It's so simple. It's so simple that you often may even wonder, well, you know, why doesn't someone else do it? Why doesn't their government do it? Why doesn't God just miraculously spring forth water from the ground? Because He can. And here's one thing I've noticed throughout Scripture. God always calls His people to perform His will. And we know that it's His will that none would perish. And I understand the context of that is eternity, but it's also His will to look after the widows and the orphans, to meet the needs, to bring justice and mercy to those who are suffering. Yes. I believe it is the call of God on every Christian's life to step in and answer that prayer. So here's my question for you. You know there are people that are hurting. Mm. Will you step in and say, God heard your prayer, and I come in the name of Jesus Christ to bring you water, to bring you life. Will you do that today? You will be an answer to a prayer, and you will be representing Jesus Christ in their lives, maybe for the first time. I hope you'll do it right now.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15, and $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you The Birthright. This book is a liberating and life-changing celebration of your birthright as a child of the King. Discover the joy of coming home to your Father's warm embrace. With your gift of $100 or more, we'll also send you the Moments with Him mug set. These two beautifully crafted coffee mugs feature scripture on the side, the perfect way to start your day and reflect on the goodness of God. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well and request our new inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds, inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew 6:26. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Life. Carefree. Nurturing. Loving. Secure. Universal needs for children and parents alike. Yet in many places of the world, such qualities are threatened every day by a simple and basic need: water.
Cha ơi, bà ba rưỡi ăn miên tức sát bà nè nè kru. Chuyện đó con sảy môi nâng lạp bạc tuyệt. Tăng bị tức hộp tức mụt lạc nạ bà nâng đuôi ớt cực kroan hay mần sát tuyệt tức. Miền rõm tha tô chất thơ chìa mà đai kế ớt miền đuôi tha bật. Mà tôi lâu mà khuộp chìa ngài xa lạp nâng. Vì rỉ hay có ụt chẳng ao hay hào một bố nâng chè cho ớt bố nâng. Tha mai con tăng trung tăng bố nhóm chè rớt aoi. Hay giúp ớt triệt triệt. Thầy con bệnh nâu áo ta con rưu ta bố con.
At that point, nothing could be done. Her daughter fell unconscious and never again awoke. Noun knew the cause.
Đại con mình tên miền ấy đại mà nó chỉ bật tê bật đầu chỉ bật ban nhập đầu ấy nực ru. Thầy thầy khăng mình tên thầy khạc con năng việt miền chừng ngữ rịa ru cột chừng ao ấy sập đôi con say tiệt bảo sập con năng mùi tiệt cái nhộng bảy. Lên rô hai bờ rô cà rô nòng mình nước lên miền lẹ cả nạ đội kê hai.
The life-saving solution of clean water is so incredibly simple. However, it's one we can only deliver with your help today.
When I see a mother that is carrying around so much fear of death, especially concerning your children, it leaves me in a place where I almost feel so helpless. And I'm sitting next to them and I'm just watching them and I listen to them, and especially when they're holding their children and they're concerned about the life of their child and how long they'll have them, and just hoping that they will not get sick and that they will not die. I could not go on these trips. I couldn't continue to do this if I felt like every time I went just to hear a story that felt so hopeless and so hard to hear and get on a plane and come home and just to think, well, that was another sad story. What are we going to do about it? If I didn't know that there was a solution here, I wouldn't be able to go. I wouldn't be able to go. But I think the reason I get back on a plane, knowing that these are going to be hard trips for me, they're emotional, they're hard. I'm walking around death all around me in a hardship and heartache and pain, and I'm seeing it and I'm listening to it. And sometimes I get into that hotel room every night and I just think, God, this isn't my life and I hate this for them. And how could you use me to change this, especially for a mom that just carries around every single day the thought of losing a child? I can't fathom that. And so I get on a plane and I come home and I tell the story to you because I know that there is a solution. I know that together we can join arms and hands and hearts and change it. I know that there's a way to change it. And today we bring this story to you, this need to you, all these stories, these pieces, so many of them, but just a few today, we bring to you to tell you that there is still a need and there's still a way to help these precious people. Our goal this year is to go in and drill 350 wells in 20 nations. I hope we're able to do so much more than that, but that's what our goal is and that's what our focus is. So for $48, you can provide water for 10 people. For $144, you can provide water for 30 people. And for $4,800, you can help us go in and put an entire complete well that will give water for life to at least on an average 1,000 people in that village. It's going to change everything. I can't do it by just telling you these stories. We have to actually take action. We actually have to do something about it together. And we have that opportunity today. Don't wait tomorrow. If God is moving on your heart right now, then please respond right now. Respond to that need. And I promise you that you and I together and many other people and this ministry will change the lives of hundreds of thousands of people today.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease. And nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15, and $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you The Birthright. This book is a liberating and life-changing celebration of your birthright as a child of the King. Discover the joy of coming home to your Father's warm embrace. With your gift of $100 or more, we'll also send you the Moments with Him mug set. These two beautifully crafted coffee mugs feature scripture on the side, the perfect way to start your day and reflect on the goodness of God. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well and request our new inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds, inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew 6:26. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
We all face obstacles in life, but often the reward on the other side motivates us enough to overcome them. These girls in need of life-giving water face unbelievable obstacles. They labor for hours each day, for miles walked and climbed, to get it. And they do. Their strength and resilience is astounding. But for what? For water that looks like this? That's no reward. It's filled with sickness and death. Something they've encountered all too much of. You see, their source of water is the one thing they can't overcome. But you know who can? We can. With your help. With your help, we can change the life of this girl. And this girl. And this mom. And this village. Please, all it takes is for each of us to do what God is leading us to do.
You know what's amazing? We just walk in here by a dump and by just contaminated water, and little old children will come over to us and just want a hug. They just want somebody to love them.
They do. Children do. They draw to that love and affection when they sense it, James, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we can notice them, and we can say we want to help them. But the only way we can give water to children like this and give them a better future is for you to care enough. I mean, we can come and see the need. We can pray about it. We can weep over it. But we can't meet the need unless you help us do it.
And that's when the difference is made, is when it's not only our gift, but your gift and others' gifts that we can really make. We can make a change in these areas where it's so desperately needed. Please join with us and let's do that.
Go on the phone or go online right now and give the best gift that you possibly can. You must know that it's going to make a massive difference.
Absolutely. We are so excited to be able to save lives.
Yes.
But again, it's only with your support. So Thank you for all that you do. It's been like 24 years now.
Amazing.
I know, but
it's
the
amazing.
Need is still great.
Yes,
so
it is.
Come be a part of this great life-giving outreach. And we'll see you again next time.
See ya.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.